Shane, if you beat the Undertaker, you can run Raw. Shane loses the next night. Okay, let's see what you got.
Is this on?
The final pick of the first round. Raw selects.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Nice shirts. Very nice.
Yeah.
Just reviewed this recently.
They Live, yeah. Top starring Rose. Roddy Piper, yes. Yeah,
of course. But Vince is, of course... You know,
and you guys are reviewing this. Well, no, not yet.
Stone Cold.
You're getting there.
What is that? Is that from one of his movies?
Oh, like when he comes to the Monday Night.
Yes.
Wars. I think we still have a ways to go
a
for
bit.
That.
Yeah,
a bit. Right.
And I'm promoting the brand.
Yeah.
Since no one else is.
Right,
kick out, spear.
Pat McAfee over
I
here.
Almost Pin, always
repeat.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
For the brand.
ProWrestlingTees.com/What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Yes.
It's still relevant because you know when he comes back. He's doing that all over again.
Right. So I'm pretty glad that like they actually decided to give the crowns a budget.
Oh my god. Yeah, they finally don't look like Burger King crowns.
Right.
That's true.
Yes.
They look legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's exciting.
Yeah, sure. Even like Baron Corbin's was like all gothed out. You know what I mean?
Right,
like
right.
This looks like a legit crown.
Yeah.
We'll see where they go with this. I mean, everyone assumes Gunther's winning this thing.
Right. King of the Ring General.
King of the... Yeah, yeah. I guess.
Ring
yeah,
General.
Sure.
King of the Ring.
King.
General.
General.
King yeah. General.
King General.
General King.
Yeah. It's better than King Yeet.
King Yeet.
God, please no King Yeet. Could
the
you
Yeet
imagine?
King.
Yeah, but I couldn't even... You know what?
Curse of the Yeet King.
Maybe Gunther loses here and then gets his push because... Like, I just...
No.
Like, can you see him wearing
no.
a crown?
No.
For, like, 6 months?
Sure.
King Gunther?
Sure.
First of all, you don't have to wear it all the time. Did Stone Cold... Stone Cold never even put the fucking thing on?
I don't think he ever...
I ain't wearing this piece of shit crown.
I don't think he would wear anything. That's Stone Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could put it on once and then never wear it again. I think he will. I think he'll be fine with it.
Yeah.
I think it'll
knowing the WWE, they'll put it on him and then auction it off the next day on the website.
Yeah.
All right, do you want the crown that Gunther wore?
He One of his hairs is stuck to it.
Right.
Twice the value.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Well, yeah, we got, I guess, one more week until we have to give our predictions for King and Queen of the Ring.
And I feel like both shows are completely surrounded by this tournament only. Like, they made it such a big tournament that every match has to do with this tournament.
I kind of like that, though.
No, no, I mean, it gives it purpose.
It helps.
Yes. There's purpose to matches.
Sure. Right, because honestly, we got to cover SmackDown. We got to cover house shows. We got to cover Raw.
Kind of.
Shows are now canon.
That's almost a little too AEW for me.
Like, I know,
did you see what happened at the house show? No.
PTSDing over here.
No, I didn't pay $200 to watch Shayna Baszler versus Maxine.
Yes.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yep. No.
No, I wasn't in Indiana last week. Like, why would I?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Right. It was the week before, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's still, everyone's kind of feeling like, you know, it's the post-WrestleMania partum. Like, it's not as exciting because it's after Mania.
Right.
WrestleMania had, you know, The Rock, The Undertaker, John Cena, everything, and now you don't, and we kind of have a couple of main champions that maybe aren't pulling their weight as the former champions were. I don't know, you know?
Right.
Certainly with Damian Priest.
No, yeah. Damian Priest is no Seth Rollins. He's not even he's not even like a Timu Seth Rollins.
Fucking Money in the Bank. You know, this is the downside to Money in the Bank. Like, we can have a heel, hilarious Drew McIntyre as champion right now with Punk coming after him for that title.
Yeah.
Right.
That'd be amazing.
Right.
Sure.
So I'm hoping that he'll take this title away soon.
I mean, if he's not going to do it, it's got to be at the fucking, what is it?
Clash
of the Castle.
Yeah. Castle.
That's apparently, it's reportedly the most expensive pay-per-view slash PLE in WWE history.
Clash?
Apparently the cheapest ticket for that is like over $400.
Jesus fuck.
Wow.
So yeah, that's going
to
be...
Can't wait to watch it from home.
But that's what happens when you never do a show there, and it's like, hey, we're doing a show there.
Right.
So, pull out your wallet.
It's like when a band hasn't toured in like 10 years. They're like, hey, guys, we're back.
Sure. Or like when Taylor Swift does anything anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, $6,000. Shakira, what is this, the Super Bowl?
Shakira's doing her first tour in forever, and tickets are like insanely expensive.
Great.
Well, tickets to Saudi Arabia shows.
Let me
shows,
know how that is, Eric.
Right. You know, those are a million.
Yeah.
Those, the prince is like a million. Okay.
You
want it now? I have it on me.
That was the first one. That's why they got those big personal chairs.
Yeah, that's right.
Who even knows if
6 feet apart?
If they chart, you know what I mean? Like, right. If anyone even pays for that.
Right. Like, you just got to be a who's who.
Yeah.
Of the princes.
A who are you?
Yes.
Sure. All right. It's a big show. We got, Raw and SmackDown to cover. But first, we have to thank some new patrons. So thank you to Sean Wilson. Thank you to It's Stiffy Time.
Nice. All right.
Guess he's a big Tiffany Stratton
fan.
Boner fan.
I am as well. I am as well.
Thank you to Ricky the Sups Guy. And thank you to, I love this name, Simon Dean's Push. Yeah. Remember Simon Dean?
I do.
I'll never, when he signed up, I was like, that's a great name. I'll never forget his first video promo. Because they went to commercial, they pretended like they were going to commercial. Like, they did go to commercial, but the first video was Simon Dean. And at first, I was in high school, I think, but it just seemed like it was this infomercial thing where he's like, hi, I'm Simon Dean. And, if you live in this country, chances are I don't like you. And that's because, then he goes, that's because if you live in this country, chances are you're fat. And like he just said that right into the camera.
Right.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
But he, he really went nowhere. Ended up teaming up with Maven, right?
I think
Didn't
so.
Him and Did? Maven become yeah. a team?
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
Turned heel.
At Eddie Guerrero's last pay-per-view, which was here in Houston.
Yeah.
He had a match on that pay-per-view against Lashley.
Oh, Lashley. Yeah.
No.
The loser had to eat a giant platter of hamburgers.
Oh. Wow. That must have been great for Lashley.
Yeah.
Right. Just kidding. Yeah. Wow. So Simon Dean just ate a bunch of hamburgers?
Yeah. And he's like crying.
God, that is...
He was a part of the Blue
World. I wonder who thought of that.
I'm a genius!
Right. Thank you, Vince. Right. Yeah. We figured. That makes sense. So yeah, go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. You get the weekly Monday Night War podcast. There are over... I think we're close to like 40 different brackets now on there.
Wow. We're going to have a bracket of best bracket.
Sure.
We can now.
We could.
You get all the pay-per-view recaps, including this past WrestleMania, Backlash, and obviously the upcoming King and Queen of the Ring.
Mm.
And also check out the What's Wrong With Wrestling draft, where we book our own pay-per-views.
Yes.
Our fans are loving that, so go check that out.
Plus, we have the AEW game.
Fight for Never.
Oh, God.
Yes.
For Never.
We played the AEW video game. Turns out it's just as bad, maybe worse, than the actual TV show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go check all that out. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Mm. SmackDown opens with Nick Aldis.
Oh, no.
He's there to introduce Cody Rhodes in the most boring way possible.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the undisputed WWE champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Do one of those AI voiceovers where you robot?
Yeah.
Was he sick? Did he have a stomach virus? Can you just go out there? Like, Triple H, you're here. Can you just, I have a stomach virus. I'm about to shit in my pants. Do it now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We don't know. He's been a heelish. He's been face-ish. And at the end of the day, he's just nothing. He's just not. Why pay Nick Aldis, former,
TNA.
A former TNA.
NWA.
NWA. Right.
Both of the GMs are former NWA heavyweight champions. Right.
That shows you where that title takes you.
Why hire him if he's just going to literally do nothing?
Right.
And look gigantic. As someone who doesn't know anything about that, nor is it canon, why is this giant, good-looking man
I figured it out. He hates Cody Rhodes because Cody beat him for the NWA Heavyweight Championship. Wow. And he's going to be a future opponent for Cody Rhodes. I'll hit it. Hold on. I'll hit it.
You fucking mark!
Just kidding. I don't want to see that, for the love of God. If he's this boring on the mic...
Oh, my God.
Right, and as a former wrestler, as a former champion...
Yeah.
Like, you think he'd have some charisma.
Right.
Like, at least know how to introduce your champion.
Remember Owen Wilson's answering machine in Wedding Crashers?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, gotta introduce Cody Rhodes.
No, Andrew. Hey, everyone. The Undisputed... Whatever. That's what he is.
I guess he's
just no energy at all.
He's sick of Cody's title run already, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't like the song.
Maybe that's it. So Cody comes out and all this tells him, you know, hey, Cody, we need a challenger for you for King and Queen of the Ring. And it's been determined. The music hits and out walks the United States champion, Logan Paul.
Yeah.
Makes sense given the Saudis, right?
Oh, love him.
We heard, like, they handpicked him to fight Roman Reigns a couple years ago.
Yes.
So I guess it makes sense that it's going to be Logan Paul. And look, I'm sure it'll be a really good match because they're both really good. But this segment sucked. This segment was not good.
It wasn't exciting.
Tell me one interesting thing they said to each other.
Can you answer me this? Why would Triple H set this up like this? Like, why not have Cody Rhodes go to the ring and, guys, it's time for me to find a new challenger, and then his fucking music hits or something like that.
Right.
Like, why not? Why does Aldis have to introduce him, which kind of killed the buzz?
Yeah, I didn't get it. Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
They never do that.
I mean, Aldis killed the buzz.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Welcome
yeah.
to SmackDown. Hit the music. That's usually how it works.
And right. then after he gets in the ring, he's like, hi, Cody. Here's a guy who's going to fight you now. Here he is.
That's it.
Here he is, Logan Paul.
It's very odd.
Yeah, it just didn't get excited over it.
Fucking Prince
Valiant. If you're not even excited over it, why should I be excited over it?
Right. And then, I mean, go ahead. I'll ask my question here in a second.
So, Logan Paul.
Whatever.
Logan says, main eventing the King and Queen of the Ring, PLE, champion versus champion against Cody Rhodes to truly kick off the Logan Paul Levesque era. And he said this before, and I'll say it again every time he's going to say it. Is Logan Paul marrying Triple H?
Yes.
Yes.
Is he taking his last name?
Yes. Clearly. Hyphenated.
Logan says he had the greatest rookie year of all time, which is probably true.
Yeah.
Him or Kurt Angle.
Beat Ronda, beat Kurt Angle. Yeah. Logan tells Cody, you won the 2023 Royal Rumble, but everyone was talking about my viral collision with Ricochet. You won at WrestleMania, but everyone was talking about I Show Speed and Prime?
No.
No.
My ideas and my moments, and look who's taking all the credit. The Pennsylvania crowd chants Prime sucks, so Logan tells him to shut up. And then he says, you and I both debuted at WrestleMania 3 years ago. He told two lies in one sentence.
Yeah. Yes.
It was 2 years ago, not three. And Cody didn't debut, he returned.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Logan says, how can you finish the story when it's not even your story? How about me knocking you out, pinning you on my logo, and walking out of Saudi Arabia as the undisputed WWE champion? Cody responds with, I assume people stand across from you and assume... What a dumbass. But I'm not going to do that, even though you just did. I mean, if you're a heel, this is perfect. You're like a perfect heel douchebag.
Hey, Joe, I'm sure a lot of people stand across from you and say you're a giant fuckface.
Thank you for that.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Like, is there a douchier thing to say?
Right.
Right.
For sure.
He says, I'm not going to call you a podcaster or influencer.
It's like that joke. Like, I don't care what Andrew says. You're a good guy, Ersh.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You went toe-to-toe with Floyd Mayweather. You won the United States Championship. If I won the United States Championship, that would make me a Grand Slam champion.
So is this a title for title match?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so Logan Paul is losing.
Yeah, I mean, well, something's got to happen. I don't think titles are changing hands here.
Right.
It's either going to be a double countout or a double DQ or a double pin, which I think's probably the most likely thing, because if this is going to main event the pay-per-view, you can't have a DQ finish. I mean, that would suck.
They'll incite a riot.
I mean, it will just be lame.
Yeah.
Unless you have someone returning or debuting to cause a stir.
That's true. I guess you could do that. I guess that would technically work.
Yeah. Again. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Logan raises the mic to talk, but Cody grabs his hand to stop him. I'm sorry. If this was like real, wouldn't he just punch him for that?
Yes. Sure.
Cody says you can't go a single match without grabbing those brass knucks. You're taking credit for something, but this is a team. And at Queen and King of the Ring, you're going to find out where you stand on that team. Wow, Cody, I bet the women really love you for that one.
Yeah. What a great guy.
Right.
But that's just how it ends. You're going to find out where you stand on that team. Yeah. Just nothing there was interesting.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Right.
So maybe we should
be a great match.
Maybe Logan Paul should win this thing. I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe. Sure. Yeah.
Well, I like when titles change hands a lot, so I'm not going to act like I don't want him to win, but
I told you we'd all get tired of this Cody Rhodes champion real fast. Just saying.
It's not about it.
It is. He can't fucking carry it. Yes,
if Roman retained, we'd all be like, this is awesome.
What? No.
You had to change the title.
Sure.
Okay.
But it didn't. Sure. Yeah. But it didn't have to be him.
Okay.
Yeah. Was Stone Cold boring when he won the belt? No. Not at all. In fact, it was even better when he won the fucking thing.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, look, when he won the title at Mania, it was amazing. It's like a top three moment of all time.
Cody Rhodes.
Yes.
A top three moment.
John Cena.
You fucking
Undertaker.
Mark.
The Rock.
So it's better than Shawn Michaels winning.
The moment? It was bigger than that.
Okay.
Not in my opinion. It was just a bigger moment.
But that was nothing to do with him. You're mentioning John Cena and The Undertaker. That really has nothing to do with Cody.
So you could have had nothing. You could have had Matt Cardona win this title. As long as they showed up, it would have been amazing.
Of course. I mean, really? That had nothing to do with Cody. You could have anyone win the title and those guys help him. Like, really? It didn't make any sense why they helped him. It was still great.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like, hey, what do you remember from WrestleMania? Oh, I remember The Rock. I remember John Cena. I remember The Undertaker.
Who won that match?
Who won? Oh, yeah, Cody won. Right, yeah. Had nothing to do with Cody winning.
Yeah.
He's just kind of stale as a babyface champion, which I guess is the case most of the time anyway.
Right.
It takes someone special to be different.
Right.
And he's not that. That's the point. Is back-to-back Rumble winners was Stone Cold and Shawn Michaels, right? Was it anyone else?
No.
Oh, but Hogan. But to compare him to those guys, be like, that's true. They're the only back-to-back Rumble winners. It's like one of these things just doesn't belong.
Right.
Like he's just others. Not who they Look, 90, want him to be.
95% of the time, it is more entertaining to see a face chase a heel champion.
Of course.
Than a face champion defend.
Yeah. I'm worried he's going to be the champ for a year. I really am.
Yeah.
And if he is, turn him heel. Make him the Paul Heyman guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
Align him with Heyman.
Keeps jumping to the next guy.
Yeah. That's his character anyway. He
follows the title.
Yeah. That's literally what he's done his whole career as a manager.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. It'll still be a good match, but Cody's just, you know, he's a little stale. Next up, we have Naomi versus Nia Jax, first round match in the Queen of the Ring tournament. QR code popped on the screen during the match, whatever.
No one checked it.
Didn't something happen? Was it last week where at the beginning of SmackDown, there was like a whole thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Was it this week?
I don't remember.
You're but just yeah, so they, out on it. You're like,
right, no,
I'm done. Yeah.
Well, I think they were. I saw the video on Twitter, like, they replaced CM Punk in the intro video, and it looked like, it was very faintly, it looked like maybe Sister Abigail or some shit. Mm. It was something weird like that.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, just
I don't
do
want to play Where's Waldo when I fucking watch TV. You know?
It's already hard to see.
It was fun the first time because we were pretty sure we knew what it was.
Right.
This time we know who it isn't.
Yeah.
We know who it's not going to be. Unless he pulled what Andy Kaufman, you know, people thought Andy Kaufman was trying to do. That would be the best thing ever.
Trying?
Fake your own death. And, yeah, trying. Yeah, well, he still hasn't come back.
Next you're going to tell me that Elvis and Tupac are dead.
Yeah, come on,
give me a break.
Right. Still haven't seen them. I don't know.
Elvis just went home.
Yeah, Men in Black, yeah. Nia gave Naomi a Samoan drop on the floor. Naomi gave Nia the Heat Seeker, which just makes me miss MJF and don't steal his moves because you're nothing like him.
Please.
And then she hit the split-legged moonsault, but Nia kicked out. Nia was sitting on the top rope, and Naomi gave her a Hurricane Rana. But in the end, Nia gave Naomi a powerbomb, a leg drop, and then the Annihilator for the win.
Yep.
Which, obviously, everyone knew. Then it was going to be Nia. You know, it wasn't a bad match for the two of them, honestly.
Sure.
And well, there's some nice moves, and Naomi hit all of her stuff. And
yeah.
The Hurricane Rana was nice because when they got up there, you know, Naomi like lifted her up like she was about to powerbomb her. You're like, holy fuck. And then she still did it. It was cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Carmelo Hayes versus the return of Baron Corbin.
As a face.
Yes.
As a high-fiving fans?
I was like, is he a baby face now?
Yes.
Because Breaker's not. He's not acting like a face.
I mean,
he's kind of acting like a dick.
Are they? They're not still the champs.
No, they lost.
Did Breaker turn on him after?
No.
No. Right.
They shook hands and he wished him luck on Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, so did you guys review the pay-per-view? I didn't watch NXT, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Right. You guys should have reviewed it if you're going to fucking watch it. Let me know.
Well, that's why we follow NXT.
Turn the lights on for you.
Oh.
This is a first round match in the King of the Ring tournament presented by Iron Claw, now streaming on Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever see it?
No, I need to watch it. But I've been busy, so I haven't had like time to like just sit and watch
it. This is the old one that was on Netflix? Now it's on Max or something?
No, it wasn't on Netflix.
Iron Claw was never on?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was in the movie theater.
Oh, I'm thinking of who's on the Defenders?
Iron Fist.
Oh, this is Iron Claw.
Yeah, the Von Erichs that we reviewed.
Oh, right. I don't know why I thought. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Joe was like,
"Who are you?"
I was like, Iron Claw.
Iron Fist.
Oh, the movie I hated. That's right.
Yeah. So Hayes talked shit to Corbin backstage before the match. That's where we were like, wait, he's a babyface?
Yeah.
And poor Corbin. This guy just can't catch a break. No. Hey, you're coming back to the main roster. First match. He's done.
Right.
Job.
I think he talked about this with Chris Van Vliet or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, I'm at that point now where it doesn't matter to me.
What doesn't matter? Like winning?
Yeah. He's like, I don't mind putting over other people.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't be a wrestler anymore.
But Baron, you were never over. Not really.
Yeah, right. But I mean, if you think about it, he still gets TV time. He still gets matches and he still gets paid.
Sure.
You know,
but Stone Cold said it best.
If you're in this business, you know, if you don't want to be on the top, you should be out of this business.
Well, I think he knows. I think he knows after they made him lose Money in the Bank contract. Sure. He's like, yeah, I'm never winning that title.
They had that chance. Yeah, we've mentioned it before.
Right.
When he gave Becky the End of Days, what are you going to do about it, you piece of shit?
Yep.
He was so fucking cool.
Yeah.
Such a badass.
Right.
Yeah.
And then just goofball at, like, just goofy thing after goofy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Goofy.
Jobbing to Cena in, like, 30 seconds. Jobbing to Finn Balor in 30 seconds.
I know.
Failed cash in. So many things.
Yeah.
Corbin gave Melo a suplex, but turned it into a cutter, so he's got some new moves, I guess.
Yeah.
And Corbin went for
the End of Days,
but Melo countered and won with a roll-up. It sucks that Corbin's going to lose every match, because it's like, no, I would like to see the End of Days again, but right. I guess we're never going to see that move.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
And when he went to NXT, he actually feuded with Carmelo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and they protected him, huh?
Yeah, sure.
A little roll-up.
A roll-up.
Like Carmelo Hayes couldn't beat Baron Corbin.
Right.
Really?
Which he has.
which
right.
he has.
Right. A few times.
Next up, we have Jade Cargill versus Piper Niven. First round in the Queen of the Ring tournament. They start out by taking turns running into each other until finally Jade knocks Piper down. You know, Jade's still very limited.
Sure.
So they had Piper dominate most of the match with basic moves like body slam, arm wringer,
punch,
kick. And then Jade made a comeback, hit a pair of stinger splashes, knocked Chelsea Green off the apron. Piper hit a cannonball in the corner and went for the Vader bomb. But Jade pulled her down, hit a pump kick, and then the Jaded for the win. And Corey Graves acted like Jade was picking up Yokozuna.
I know.
He's like, oh, she's not going to. Oh, my God. First of all, she picked her up a foot. That's all you got to do. You pick her up a foot to do the Jaded. Right. Oh, my God. It's because she's so fucking fat. Jesus. It's like, first of all, Jade's a foot taller. Jade's a foot taller than Piper.
That is
and
true.
She's ripped.
Why else would
she's
you
like fucking Goldberg.
Why
she's ripped.
Why else would you be so impressed?
Right.
Yeah.
That fat fucking bitch. She lifted all of that fat. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Like if Zelina Vega did it, okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, even
lose your shit.
Like Belair, remember Belair couldn't really do the KOD with Piper. Piper would go on the second rope. They had three matches in a row, Belair and Piper. Every single match, Piper never learned her fucking lesson. Don't go to the second rope, bitch.
Ever.
That's the only way she can do the KOD.
That's yes. right.
If you never go to the ropes, you win, or at least you die.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So after the match, Jade's tag partner, Belair, comes out for her match. It's Belair versus Candice LeRae, Queen of the Ring, first round.
Another, gee, who's going to win this one?
My God.
Candice went for a Hurricane Rana from the apron to the floor, but Belair caught her and swung her into the barricade. Indy Hartwell tripped Belair as she was getting back in the ring. So they used the interference so that this wasn't like a full-on squash match.
Right.
It was a cool ending, though. Because Candice went for the lion's salt, but Belair grabbed her, and then, she grabbed her when she went to the second rope, and then hit the KOD for the win.
Yeah. You know what's great? They made these girls turn heel, and then...
Nothing. Yeah.
What?
I mean, as bad as Candice is as a babyface,
yeah,
she's an even worse heel.
Why turn them heel if you're not going to do anything with them?
Yeah.
Nothing.
No.
Because you need bad girls.
Oh, stop.
It's interesting, though, because, like... Are they gonna burn? There's like, are they gonna burn Belair and Jade in the semifinals? Because
no, they can't.
Jade's probably winning this whole thing. If Belair wins the next match, it's Belair Jade, and Belair's like fighting like a. Oh, Belair's fighting Stratton. I guess she could lose to Stratton
for sure.
You know, either way, Jade's got to win Queen of the Ring, and Belair's got to turn on her out of jealousy. Like she's gonna become the queen. They're going to remain the tag champs. And then when they get introduced, it's going to be like, it's Bianca Belair and the Queen of the Ring, yeah, Jade Cargill. And Belair's like, huh?
I don't know. This seems like something that Stratton could really pull off.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I was going to say she might be my pick, actually. Mm. You can't have Jade just win everything ever, because then why wouldn't she fight for one of the main titles immediately after that?
Right.
She won the tag title. She's the Queen of the Ring, and she doesn't fight for a... main championship.
Yeah.
So I think somehow she loses, which is fine. Everyone's going to lose eventually.
Right. Who's Jade fighting next? Is it? That's okay. It doesn't
matter. Maybe
No, wrong show. It doesn't matter.
Wrong.
We'll see what they do. We'll find out. Next up, we have a video promo from Shinsuke Nakamura.
Hey.
He says, everything on SmackDown is about to change and it will never be the same again.
Okay. No.
Sure it will.
Right.
You're going to job to everyone. Like, who's next?
Yeah.
To beat Nakamura.
Shinsuke, you need to pick on the lower guy on the totem pole. Someone like Tozawa, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be Nia Jax that she fights.
Oh, of course. Right. Nia just won. We just talked about that.
Yeah.
So Jade beats Nia, and then it's probably Jade Stratton, and whoever wins that is the Queen of the Ring.
Yeah.
Because it's not good. The Raw side is... like, very underwhelming. Like, Io Sky is the best one there, and you know they're not going to make her the queen.
Nope. Right. Yeah, she just had a long title reign.
Yeah. Next up, Solo Sikoa tells Paul Heyman, I spoke to Roman Reigns, and until he comes back, I'm in charge of the bloodline, where it's like, all right, I mean, you already were.
Yeah, right. I mean, no one was questioning that.
And then he hugs Heyman and he's like, I love you, wise man. I love you.
What the fuck is this?
I don't get it.
It was boring.
They're clearly setting up Roman to come back and be a face and
right.
feud with the new guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Tama Tonga versus Angelo Dawkins. First round, King of the Ring. Dawkins replaced Bobby Lashley due to injury, but it's probably bullshit because they just don't want Lashley losing a match.
Right. Yep.
Like, they put him in this tournament, then they were like, wait, well, we don't want him to lose.
Also, why would you use Dawkins and not Ford?
Maybe, and also, why would you use Tonga and not Solo, who's never won anything yet?
Right.
I think because they don't want Solo to lose a match because he's lost so many lately.
True.
And now that he's in charge, he has to win.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, like Tama Tonga just got there. He's in the tournament.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Solo hopped on the apron early and Dawkins knocked him down. Then Montez Ford jumped off the apron to land on Solo and Tonga. Dawkins hit the Aurora Slam, but Tonga kicked out. Then Solo gave Ford the Samoan Spike. And then Tonga hit Dawkins with a, what is that called? Like a, it's not a facelift, but it's kind of like a facelift.
Oh, yeah. I think I actually, like, one of the WWE games, I had that as my finisher.
Sure.
Yeah, I like that move.
After the match, Solo gave Dawkins the Samoan Spike, and Heyman shit himself because he knows where that thumb has been.
Yeah.
In you know? Shit.
It's like, oh, my God!
In a booty
that was
hole.
Up my ass!
Yeah.
And now it's on
up, it was up all of our asses.
Right.
I did like when Ford, like, jumped and, you know, dove on them, and they landed and, like, did the,
right.
like, the cross-arm thing. That was fun.
Triple H, turn the fucking guy heel already.
Please.
For the love of God.
Please.
Yeah.
Have him murder Angelo Dawkins.
And Lashley.
Give
and
me
Lashley.
What I mean, honestly. Both and B-Fab.
Give me what I want.
Smack the shit out of her.
Right. Yeah. Be funny if
because that's what bad show. Yeah. You know, offended people like, hey, that's fucked up. Yeah, that's what bad guys do.
That's what bad guys do.
You ever watch a fucking movie?
Right.
Who's one of the biggest faces in the company? Randy Orton right now? Yeah. You know what he did to Stephanie? DDT.
He sexually assaulted her.
Then he sexually assaulted her.
He assaulted her, then sexually assaulted her.
Yeah.
Big face.
Bad guys.
Yeah. Bad guys.
Yeah.
Main event for SmackDown, we've got AJ Styles versus Randy Orton. First round match in the King of the Ring tournament. These two always have great matches.
Absolutely.
And it's been a while. These guys have fought a lot, and I will not hit the again button because this is always good.
I wouldn't expect you
pros,
to.
Pros.
Yeah. Orton dropped Styles on the apron, then on the announce table, but the fans chanted one more time, and Orton obliged.
Yeah.
Styles went after Randy's leg and gave him a big chop block outside the ring. Orton went for the draping DDT, but Styles countered and went for the calf crusher, but Orton rolled through it. Then Orton whipped Styles into the ropes, went for the power slam, but Styles held onto the ropes.
That's good.
I love how they always counter their shit. Styles went for the phenomenal forearm, but Orton knocked him off the top rope. Then AJ locked in the calf crusher, but Orton put AJ in a chokehold so that AJ would let go. Orton hits the draping DDT, goes for the RKO, but Styles avoided it. Then AJ hit the phenomenal forearm, but Orton grabbed the bottom rope to break the pin.
Beautiful.
He was a little too far from the rope, and so like he had to scoot as he was, you know, getting pinned to grab it.
Yeah.
And then AJ set up for the Styles clash, but Orton countered and won with the three most dangerous letters in sports entertainment. R, K,
Edge.
Edge.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Yeah. God damn it. Had this whole thing planned.
The whole night is ruined.
Did you see when he was coming to the ring and he's looking at AJ and he grabs that kid's thing and he signs it?
Yeah.
And then hands it back to the kid. Didn't even look.
Didn't look at the kid. It's funny. I'm watching the Randy Orton biography right now.
Uh-huh.
And they're talking about like how after he became champion, he was just like the biggest dickhead to fans. And they're showing like so many videos of him just being dicks to fans. And I was like, well, I mean, MJF did the same thing. We think it's great.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like even still, he's just like not looking at the kid, signing the autograph, whatever.
Yeah. No, when I met him before he got into Evolution, he was so fucking nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was super nice.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I guess fame does change you.
Yeah. Pussy and money.
Pussy and money will do a number on you.
They showed that one video of that woman that licked his chest. Remember that video?
No.
Like, he was when he was the IC champion, and he walked out, and, like, Like, she just licks his chest, like, slowly, and he just stares at
her. Wow. All right.
That woman today?
Yeah.
Mrs. Randy Orton?
Yeah, well, no, it's not. No. But no, his wife was a groupie, so, yeah.
Ring.
Like, she had admitted to it and everything.
Ring rat.
She's a ring rat. She was. Yeah. Like, she even talks about it, how, like, yeah, she literally would just go to the shows to try to fuck him.
Yeah.
And she, I guess she fucked him good.
Like, she saw a commercial with him. She's like, I'm going to fuck that man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Women, you don't have to be famous. You can do that.
Yep. All right. So Raw opens with Drew.
Yeah.
Drew McIntyre.
Follow me.
It was all one long shot, starting with Drew backstage, ending with him in the ring.
Love a good long shot.
Michael Cole called Drew a hypocrite. So Drew leaned over the announce table and Pat McAfee yelled, he just called you a hypocrite.
Right.
The fans chant CM Punk, and Drew says, maybe if we were in Atlanta or Charlotte, but Punk's not going to show up in Greensboro. Mm. He only makes the big towns, brothers. Like, kind of like Hulk Hogan-ish?
Yes.
But yeah, Drew
he
is...
He said brother. He's said that before a few times, brother.
Yeah. Drew is so fucking great, though.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he doesn't exist, when the greatest trick CM Punk ever pulled was looking like a drug addict without ever taking any drugs.
Yes. So good. So awesome.
Right.
Good. That was kind of like his rehab line from, like, what was it, like a month ago or whatever? Yeah,
right.
Yep. You know, it's I don't remember exactly what he said, but it was great. Yeah. He says Punk.
The guy who's never done drugs but has been to rehab.
Oh, yeah. Three times.
Who's always
You're constantly in rehab. He says, Punk constantly breaks your trust, but you all keep taking him back. It's like an abusive relationship. I don't like talking about people like they're stupid, but if you're a CM Punk fan, you're stupid.
Hi, I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Stupid.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Stupid.
Stupid party of three.
Yeah. Drew moves on to Damian Priest, calls him a paper champion. So Priest comes out and says, say it to my face. And Drew tells Priest, you paid your dues. You deserve success. You just don't deserve to be champion. This is the case of the title making the man rather than the man making the title.
That's all pretty fucking spot on.
Yeah. Too true.
Yeah.
This title needs Drew McIntyre. You knew you can beat me one-on-one, so you had to use that briefcase. And then Priest says, what we've been saying when every time Drew stopped Priest from cashing in, he's like, did you not choose this life? Are you a WWE superstar? The fans do the what chant. And Drew says, I've been a WWE superstar since I was 21. Say what if you think he's a BS champion? And of course they do. And then Drew points and laughs at Priest.
Nice.
But Priest says, you should look in front of the mirror and then blame that asshole. Oh,
it's BG, brother.
Wait, that's a single? You have a single horn?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
We haven't. Have we hit that one?
No, it's the.
Oh, yeah. I never heard you hit it once. Do it again. Just
for
once?
Damian Priest.
Yeah, for once.
That sounds like Damian Priest.
The end
only
of
gets
a basketball
one.
Game.
Yeah, right.
Priest says, I wanted to cash in on Seth Rollins, and then you and I could have went to war at WrestleMania, but you stopped me from cashing in multiple times.
It's true.
That's on you. When you wanted Mania, you should have just left with your wife, but you had to rub it in Punk's face. You made Punk more important than yourself, this championship, and your wife. But your elbow's going to heal, and you want a shot at the world title? Fine. You got it. But you can call me a paper champion all you want, but when I'm done with you, you're going to eat those words. Now y'all can rise to that.
Yeah. No.
No.
Y'all.
Please, no. Like, Punk fucking over Drew is great, but please, Punk, can you stay at home and let Drew beat Priest?
Yeah.
Can you please do that?
Please.
I really don't want that to happen.
Please!
We need Drew to win this fucking belt back in Scotland. For the love of God. It's only like, what, 2 months? Like, no, like a month away.
Yeah, it's getting closer.
Until the fucking, it's June, yeah.
June.
Next up, we have Io Sky versus Shayna Baszler. Quarterfinals, Queen of the Ring tournament. They showed Baszler beating Maxine in a house show.
Like in 2 seconds, I think.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This was actually a pretty damn good match. Like, Io did her pose on the ropes, but Shayna, like, jumped into frame and threw her out of the ring.
Because Io was the one who finally dethroned Shayna Baszler in NXT, right? Because Shayna had the title like forever.
It was Kairi Sane, and that's racist.
No.
Yeah. It is racist.
They went back and forth a few times.
Yeah.
And then Shayna ended up getting back. I think it was Io who won it from Baszler.
You may be right.
Oh, in the end?
I thought it was...
Before Baszler got called up.
I thought it was... what's her name? Ember Moon?
Oh.
I thought Io was like after Shayna.
Mm-hmm.
Kairi beat Shayna first, then lost it right back.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was Ember Moon. I'm pretty sure. I think Io was like significantly after that. I could be wrong though, but go ahead and look it up. Yeah, I thought this was a good match.
Top one.
There was another QR code. Shayna went for her arm stomp, but Io got out of it. Io hit a springboard moonsault to Shayna on the outside. Io went for the moonsault finisher, but Shayna put her feet up, but Io caught them. Yeah, what was it?
So it was actually Rhea that beat Shayna.
Okay.
And then Flair beat Rhea, and then Io beat Flair until she lost it. Like
Io won in a triple threat where I think wasn't Rhea pinned.
Yeah,
she pinned Rhea, so she didn't beat Charlotte.
Right,
like Charlotte was champ, but she pinned Rhea,
and then she held it for almost a year.
Yeah, no, she was great.
So she lost it to Raquel.
She was great. Oh, that's when she jumped off the fucking logo on the stage.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That skull logo. Io so awesome. Io went for a bridge roll-up, but Shayna countered with the Kirifuda clutch. But Io rolled through and locked in the STF, but Shayna powered out. Shayna went for a big knee strike, but Io blocked it. And then she ended up hitting the over-the-moon salt for the win. After the match, Jackie Redmond tries to interview Io, but she grabs the mic. And I assume she said she's the next Queen of the Ring.
I checked it. She did.
She did? Oh, yes. Good. You translated that?
I did.
Must have been difficult.
Thank you, Google.
Yeah. I translated it. Took me 6 years.
I quit my job.
Yeah.
Moved to Rome.
Right.
Learn Latin.
It's Japanese. Backstage, Priest is once again upset that Carlito is in Judgment Day's locker room. But Carlito tells Priest he could be an asset to the team, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah. Also, I didn't notice, like, Carlito shaved his mustache off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he doesn't have like a Cheech Marin mustache anymore.
Right. Next up, we have Kofi Kingston versus Gunther quarterfinals in the King of the Ring tournament. But first, Samantha Irvin says, please welcome back Lillian Garcia.
Hey.
Where the hell have you been?
There it is.
She was like, well, Vince shit on my head, but I heard he's gone now, right?
Yeah. There's no more shit here.
Guess who's back?
My God!
Was she one of them?
Maybe. Oh. Who knows? I assume they all were.
Yeah.
Knowing Vince. So Lillian tells Samantha, this was like so forced.
This was
so forced. Hey, you're doing a really good job.
You're
so good.
Oh, my God.
Bravo, bra, fucking, oh.
Bravo.
Right.
And then she shows Samantha how it's done.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'm going to announce Kofi to the ring, and I'm not going to like try to sound like a man to do it. I'm not going to go, Kofi Kingston! Like Samantha Irvin does.
She channels her inner
Vince. You can still sound like a woman and introduce the wrestlers.
Right.
Yeah. Like Samantha Irvin has a great voice when she's not doing a Justin Roberts impression.
Right.
I just don't get it.
Also, Kofi beat Ray at a house show.
Yes.
Oh, right.
To get into this match.
Yeah.
So
Kofi dropkicked Gunther off the apron during the Ring General's entrance. He hit a suicide dive and attacked Gunther's knee for a few minutes before the match even started. They needed a top rope leg drop, but Gunther kicked out. Gunther put Kofi in a Boston Crab on top of the announce table. Kofi went for Trouble in Paradise, but Gunther countered with a powerbomb and then made Kofi tap to the Boston Crab.
Yeah.
Not a bad match. I mean, obviously, Gunther's a good worker. Kofi's a good worker.
Yeah. You know what the finals are going to be?
Mm.
In Saudi, match we've never seen before, Gunther versus Randy Orton.
Wow.
That'll be fucking great.
That's going to be good.
Yeah.
It has to be that.
Right.
Why else is Randy in it to not have a big name that Gunther beats, right?
Yeah. That should be really good. Backstage, Karrion Kross tells Kofi, tough loss, but don't worry, there's always time to turn things around. And then Xavier Woods walks up and he's like,
yeah, right.
Please, just please, Nah, we can't. This won't lead to anything.
No.
You know, like, oh, Kofi, you tried to avenge me, but you couldn't. You failure. I hate you. Turn. No, it's not gonna happen.
Hit him with the crutch.
It's never gonna happen.
Yeah. Right. No. And with a booty-o.
Also backstage, Adam Pearce tells Awesome Truth that he's looking for a tag team to go up against them when in walks porn star Kiana James.
Bust a nut.
That's her gimmick. Yeah, she's sure. A porn star.
Yeah.
She dresses like a porn star. Kiana James is the most porn star name.
Right.
It's like, where's Val? Is Val Venus coming back to manage her?
Please.
In his towel.
Slut for money.
Yeah. Kiana tells Pierce, I'm looking forward to working under your tutelage. I'm here to leverage this opportunity to its fullest and prove to you why I'm exactly the 1%.
Bust a nut.
And Pierce says, if you need anything at all, do not hesitate to call on me. And she says, don't worry, I never hesitate. I adjudicate.
I mean, for God's sakes, she came.
Yeah.
And then Kiana leaves and Truth says, I don't know if that's BG.
Oh, Truth. So every second shouldn't like that. Right. It's just, oh, Truth.
So she's not wrestling.
No.
She's just blowing Pierce under his imaginary table since his office has no fucking table.
Yeah, one day you're going to see him squeezing the mustard.
Imagine
1985.
Imagine like back. You get a new job. It's your first day. And they're like, let me show you your office. And like you open the door and it just has a TV in the corner. Like that's it. That's all that's in there.
There you go.
There's a TV in the corner.
What do I do? You know.
Well, you lean.
What do you think? We're a furniture company? Figure it out.
Well, you lean like
Joe pops in.
Figure it out.
You lean against this wall, and then you watch the TV like this.
Yeah,
that's how you
make sure you get lots of practice.
Why isn't there a fourth wall, baby?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Also backstage.
Can we have that stricken from the record? Can we just beep that one out?
Jackie interviews Lyra Valkyria. Lyra says she'll always back up Becky Lynch just because they're both Irish.
Yeah,
that's how that works.
That's racist.
Right, and they're going to go eat some bangers and
haggis.
Yeah. That's Scottish.
Becky walks up. She's like, hey, thanks. Bye. And then Liv Morgan walks up and asks Lyra, has Becky always been such a bitch? And Lyra says, why don't you ask her yourself? And Liv turns around and Becky pokes her.
It was like a poke.
Looked terrible. Yeah. There was no punch sound effect. She didn't slap her knee.
Boop.
There was no sound. It was just, ah!
She gave her a little nose boop.
Yeah.
Like you could tell she just punched behind her head.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And then Becky tells Liv, I'm not the one who's scared of a face-to-face fight, bitch.
Bitch. Right? It reminds me of like Key and Peele.
Single.
Buzzer. Like, you said that? You said that.
You said bitch, though. Yeah, I said.
I said
bitch.
Hi, honey.
Hey, I want to.
Also backstage, Chad Gable tells Otis, I don't want the funny man. No worm tonight against Sami Zayn. And then he tells Gable he has a match later, and he better not do the fucking worm.
It's kind of like his hulking up. It's like telling the Hulk, hey, don't hulk up.
Yeah.
It's kind of how, it's my whole thing.
That's why Maxine doesn't hulk up, because she goes in reverse.
Yeah, that's right.
Then Ivy Nile tells Maxine, like, I could have helped you train for your match with Shayna. But Maxine says, Coach Gable doesn't want me training outside the academy. And then Gable tells Maxine, like, just go, don't train, do something, please. And she walks away. And then Gable tells Ivy, you have potential. You want a piece of advice? Stop wasting your time with Taylor not so swift over there.
That's
a pretty good line.
That's not bad.
Planting the seeds.
Yes.
Yes.
The Creed seed.
The Creed. Wow.
Where he's just going to fuck, you know, the Creed brothers.
Correct.
And Ivy Nile's going to watch.
Man, yes.
Do nothing.
Shush.
Yeah. Next up, we have Bronson Reed versus Tozawa.
Yeah,
and, King of the Ring tournament. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just fucking kidding.
Ha ha!
Chad Gable's ringside. Tozawa does well at first, and Gable yells, I taught him that. But then Tozawa rips his shirt like Hulk Hogan, and Gable yells, I didn't teach him that!
Yeah.
And then Reed wins, and Wade Barrett was coming in his pants at home because he hit the tsunami.
He got soaked.
I'm soaked.
Like, I imagine, like, he was going to just, like, rip Tozawa in half, like, yes. Juggernaut in Deadpool 2.
Yes. Right.
There you go.
That'd be wonderful.
So, yeah, Reed wins. Gable yells at Tozawa. Now I'm convinced Reed's going to be the next IC champion. If he could beat Tozawa, then he could beat nobody else. No one else. He can't beat anyone else. Backstage, Jackie Redmond asked Pierce why Bron Breakker wasn't put in the King of the Ring tournament. And he says it's because he didn't want to throw him into the deep end right away.
Oh, fuck off.
And the other men in the tournament earned their spots. Okay, Tama Tonga. I guess he's SmackDown.
Earning Carmelo spots, Hayes. Bottom right?
Yeah.
Who are you?
That's true.
Then Breakker walks in and says they would have been in the deep end with me. I would have drugged them all underwater and watched them drown and smiled.
He would have drugged them?
Yeah. I should have been in the damn tournament. I would have drugged them.
And drowned them.
Right. But, I mean, he's here. Breaker's here. He's been here.
He's here.
For a while.
Right. Oh, he's not there. What match does he have?
What's the match? Yeah, that's it. Next up, we have Zoe Stark versus Valkyria. Quarterfinals, Queen of the Ring. Stark went for the go to tits. But Lyra blocked her tits. And then she hit the Nightwing for the win.
Yep.
That's how you do it. If you just hold your tits, she can't hit your tits.
Hold on to your tits.
There was some random she won match. With the Nightwing, which again looked terrible.
God.
It was bad. I don't watch NXT. Eric, did that move look better in NXT?
Award nominee.
Have you seen it in NXT?
Not really.
No.
No.
Because she beat Becky in NXT. I assume it was with that move.
I don't know, so far.
But you know what's weird? Like, Tiffany Stratton, the first few times she did the moonsault,
sucked.
She sucked on the main roster, but now she's been hitting it. So maybe it's just nerves? I don't know.
It's nerves, yeah.
So Jackie interviews Lyra after the match, and Lyra says some Irish shit, and then she says, "You'll find out what that means."
No.
It's like, when?
When you translated for us?
Yeah, what?
It's the same. It's English.
Next up, we have Otis versus Sami Zayn with Chad Gable ringside once again. Otis teases the worm. Gable hops on the apron and tells him, "Don't do it." But Otis does it anyway.
Yeah,
and
fuck
it
you.
Works.
Yeah.
And then Otis goes for the Vader bomb, but Sami moves out of the way and hits the Haluva kick for the win. Then Gable yells at Otis after the match, but Sami attacks Gable, goes for the Haluva kick, but Gable rolls out of the ring. Otis helped Gable up, but Gable slapped the fuck out of Otis.
Oh, no.
And Otis just walked away sad. Which is funny, because this is what happened the first time he aligned with Gable. And Gable was a heel. And Gable was treating him like shit. And then they were like, "Oh, when's Otis going to turn? You know, when's he going to stand up for himself?" But then Gable got so over with the shoosh that they turned him babyface.
Yes.
And so then now we're back to square one.
See? I waited long enough.
Right, you went full circle on this one.
But at least Chad Gable is finally like a character you could take seriously.
That's true.
Like when he got over with the shoosh, it was funny, but he was a goofy baby face.
It was Santino Marella shit.
Now you can actually take him seriously for the first time ever.
Right. Treat him like Perk Angle.
Right.
Yes.
From Shorty G to that, he was Shorty G.
Shorty G.
Yo, yo. I'm Shorty G. What the fuck? It was so bad.
Get the fuck out.
Backstage.
Didn't Corbin coin that? And then he's like, "I'm going to go with it."
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm Shorty G.
Yeah.
Didn't they have a match where, like, if I win, you can't call me that anymore? And then the next fucking night, he's like, "Just call me Shorty G."
Yeah.
That's right.
I won. You can't call me that.
That is classic.
Call me Shorty G.
That's classic Vince McMahon booking.
Yes. Yeah.
Shane, if you beat The Undertaker, you can run Raw. Shane loses the next night. Okay, let's see what you got.
I don't know what the fuck that was, but it was hilarious.
That's what he did. Go watch.
And then 6 months later.
That's what he fucking did. He goes, "Okay, let's see what you got."
And then 6 months later,
I'm a genius.
He's like, "What do you got?" And Shane's like, "Baron Corbin fucked us."
It was his fault. Hey, I apologize, you son of a bitch. That was the craziest shit ever.
Oh, my God.
Who the fuck
is this waiter?
The apology. Yeah. It's got to be like on the worst WWE moments bracket ever.
Yeah.
The public apology.
In the lockbox, still one of the top 10 never revealed moments of WWE.
Now we know what it was.
So the apology is going to be.
Imagine it really was.
It's just, he just opens it. It's just shit. It's actual shit. He's like, holy fuck. Oh my God.
I know what you did last summer and the day before that and last fall and to every intern.
Eat some Dad, corn recently.
Dad, you've been hoarding your shit?
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's NDAs
it's
covered in shit.
It's worth their weight in gold.
It's all these NDAs covered in shit.
Right. He has someone sign an NDA, then he wipes his ass with it.
I want them to clone me when I die. No, Dad, this isn't how it works.
No. Right. No.
You can't come back as a shit monster.
He's a shit demon, like in Dogma.
Yes. Wearing a suit, though. Yeah. And walking like that.
Seriously, like, if they had the Westworld capabilities where they just transfer your consciousness into a robot, you know Vince would do it.
Oh, 100%.
He probably would have done it by now already.
Yeah, right.
We'll know, and, like, if he doesn't die within the next 30 years, we'll know that he did it. His mother was over 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did she do roids like a fucking idiot for fucking 40 years?
Well, no. He did rich man roids.
Yeah, but still.
Those are different.
That still. Guy, him at like 77 or 70, I still feel he has more energy than anyone.
I mean, he did make the cover of the magazine Bumpy Grandpa Quarterly.
Well.
Yeah. So backstage, Braun Strowman is talking with the Creed brothers and Ivy Nile.
Yeah, what the fuck?
He's like, I'm a big fan of you guys.
What the fuck was this?
Oh, I hope you guys win the tag titles. And I just want to congratulate you guys for jobbing to everyone every single week on the show. The Brutus Brawl. I love the Brutus Brawl, brother.
Yeah. It's basically like Hulk Hogan.
And then he grabs Ivy. He's like, oh, yeah, look at these arms. Look at you, jacked.
He's like, oh, you're stronger than me. Speaking of Jack, come over here. I want to show you how much cum I can produce. You're about as tall as sucking my dick. You see that white shit on Raquel Rodriguez?
Yeah, it's not a skin condition.
Hey, Ivy, stand next to my dick. It's like you're perfect. Just stand
there. Oh, my God.
Turns out Raquel's just allergic.
She probably is.
Raquel's just allergic to Braun's cum.
Oh, my God.
It's like the League episode where Andre's wife is allergic to his semen.
Yeah. So good.
So JD McDonagh walks up.
Moving on.
He tells Braun, you're sticking your nose in Judgment Day business, so consider yourself warned. But Braun was like, you know, Braun's way taller than him. So all he heard was like, me, 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 me,
yeah,
me,
right.
me, me, me.
It was like, consider yourself warned. He's like, what the? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It's like one of those videos like, right. What do you do if I break into your house?
Yeah. Next up, we have Dakota Kai versus Becky Lynch. Dakota once again did her curb stomp move.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It Becky is. Becky kicked
it's
cool. out.
It's cool. Like, that should be her finisher.
It should be.
But you know why it can't be?
Why? Because she never wins.
Cools will never see it.
right.
Becky hit her leg drop off the second rope. In the end, Dakota went for a roll-up, but Becky kicked out and put Dakota in the disarmer. But Kairi Sane and Io attacked Becky for the DQ. And then Lyra Valkyria ran out for the save, and Damage Control eventually retreated.
I hate how Cole kept saying, you know, oh, and if Dakota would win this match, it would be a huge leg up for her in her career. Yeah, she'd be champion.
Yeah, she'd have
fucking non-title
bullshit.
She'd have
one win in her career. She'd have won. Then Liv Morgan showed up and threw Becky into the ring post. Lyra goes after Liv, but Liv rolled out of the ring, making it impossible to get her.
You can't see her. She's like on an invisible cloak.
There is like, where'd she go?
She rolled out of the ring.
Where'd she go?
And Valkyrie was Tim Allen.
Yeah.
She's like, what?
Is she gone?
Yeah. She's like doing Hulk Hogan, like, which side is she at? Is she on this side? Yeah. Next up, we have Finn Balor and JD McDonagh.
Oh, God.
Versus New Catch Republic.
No.
Versus the Creed Brothers.
Oh.
Versus AOP.
Jesus. Good Lord.
World Tag Team Championship number one contender fatal four-way match. It sucked.
So bad.
Only two legal men at a time.
Yeah.
But then eventually all eight guys get in the ring at once.
Sure, right. Sure.
JD and Tyler Bate start us off. And you know what they do?
What do they do?
You know what Tyler Bate does?
What?
You know how he does the... He was like, how can I... Do Top something that. Dumber. Bate puts his legs on JD's shoulders and walked with his hands. Even worse, JD followed him Hold on. Sorry. Just, you know.
Stupid, 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 stupid.
Do you have the extended cut of that button?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Hold on.
Stupid, 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 stupid,
stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid,
stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid,
stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid,
stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid,
stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid, stupid,
I think that's what the button has to be now. I'm sorry. It's going to be longer, but that's what it has to be. We don't hit that button often, but when it's something so stupid.
So fucking stupid.
Jesus. That's how the match begins. I was like, I'm out. AOP got in the ring to slam everyone. Julius Creed takes everyone to Suplex City. Julius gave Balor a top rope superplex. Brutus hit the Brutus ball. Off the top rope to the outside on Pete Dunne, Rezar, and his brother.
Yes.
Yes.
His brother.
Take him out.
Kill him.
Collateral damage.
His brother's immune.
Yeah. Bates spun Rezar around. And then Dunne was about to put McDonough through the announce table, but JD was saved by Carlito, who gave Dunne a backstabber on the table. And then Balor hit Dunne with the coup de grace.
Yeah.
For the win.
And it looked like Carlito hurt himself more by giving the move.
Yeah.
How genius. The guys who just lost the titles are the number one contenders.
Yeah, how amazing. But this is different, though, because it's Balor and McDonough. Just kidding. No, just kidding. It sucks. By the way, even worse, Judgment Day versus Awesome Truth for the World Tag Titles in Saudi Arabia. This is a fucking match at that pay-per-view. What the fuck for? They have six matches already. Like, why is this one of them?
Right.
Why?
Why?
Is this the only one that's going to change hands? Is that why? Fuck.
No.
That's awful. Backstage, Priest tells Carlito, that was cool. And they all go, oh!
Yeah, none of us did that, so...
And then he goes, you're going to handle your business with Ray, right? Because the Judgment Day doesn't roll with cowards, even though Dominic Mysterio's here.
Yeah, right.
He's literally...
And J.D. McDonough.
He's in the group. He also asks... Priest also asks Dominic at one point. He's like, hey, you and Mommy good? He's like, yeah, why? He's like, well, you know, everyone saw you coming out of that closet with Liv Morgan a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. She's helping me find my inner truth.
They found your cum rag in her pussy.
So. Wow.
Next up, we have Ilya Dragunov versus Jey Uso quarterfinals in the King of the Ring tournament. Before the match, Dragunov said he's going to beat Jey and move on to Gunther. And he reminds everyone that he already beat Gunther in NXT. But then Gunther walks up. They have a brief stare down. Then later, also before the match, Nerd Ricochet wishes Dragunov good luck.
Yeah.
Just like in a suit and glasses.
Yeah. Hey,
thanks.
Good luck.
Right. Appreciate that, buddy.
See you next week, Ricochet. Oh, and by the way, you don't have to bring your trunks. I'm not wrestling. Well, you have a nice suit and glasses.
Right.
Like maybe like a nice sweater, pocket protector. You have any of that?
A little pocket square.
It's crazy how like Jay's entrance is like even like more over than ever. Like people are pointing out like he's got the buzzards now because now the cell phone lights are for him.
Yeah.
And when you compare his entrance to Dragunov's, it is awesome.
Right.
Because Dragunov, you know, all that bullshit.
Yeah, it's not great.
Dragunov went for the H-bomb with Jey laying on the announce table, but Jey moved. Jey's ear started bleeding at some point. Dragunov hit the H-bomb, but his hand hurts because Jey kicked it earlier.
So it was like a B-bomb.
B-bomb?
Yeah.
And then Dragunov went for the torpedo Moscow.
Yep.
But Jey countered with a spear and the Uso splash for the win. A lot of people online were very shocked and like that Jey won here. And it's like, okay, like, but Jey's actually, you know, he's actually beaten some top stars. Like, he can't lose to Dragunov. Dragunov's like second match.
Yeah.
You know, and you want them to burn Dragunov Gunther on Raw?
Right.
Like, I mean, that's something you have to build to. If you want to do that again.
Yep.
So after the match, Gunther walks out, smiles at Dragunov and then gets in the ring to get face to face with Jay. And then Jay did his dance as the show went off the air.
Yeah. I feel like he was trying to make him laugh or something, the way he was like, come on, well, Gunther.
After the show, Gunther acted like he was going to dance with Jay, but then he kicked him in the stomach.
Nice.
So,
ouch.
Yeah. It's like, what's Jay? Jay's like, hey, let's dance together. We're going to fight.
And then we're going to fuck.
Do we have a main event point for main event Jay Uso?
Yes, he finally got a main event.
He main evented.
Yeah, good for him.
You already wrote it down?
I did.
Yeah, of course, because why else would there be one there?
Yeah.
All right, let's get to awards. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Piper Niven, who found Karma's old outfit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's true. I had Nia Jax with her weird red and black thing.
Nerd Ricochet.
All right.
Best dressed?
I had Jade.
I had Kathy Kelly.
I'll go with the porn star. I'll go with Kiana James.
Porn star.
She looked hot. I mean, I don't know what she's going to be doing on this show, but
yeah.
I guess Pierce? I don't know.
They have awards for movies. They have awards for porn.
Yeah,
they do.
I keep seeing those clips on like my TikTok thing now.
It's a good movie.
Called
Don John.
Don John, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Don Juan.
Huh? Or is no, it Don, it's Don John.
Oh, that's through. Yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's really good.
Worst acting?
I had Solo.
I had R-Truth was on the show.
So. I had Nicaldis.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Cody Rhodes. Here he is.
Here he is, guys. You're champion.
Best acting?
Drew
McIntyre.
Sweep it.
There's no competition right now.
Yeah.
I mean, when Punk's not there.
Right.
Worst comment?
I love you, wise man. I was so bad.
I had Logan Paul. I want to suck each other's dicks about. You want to suck each other's dicks?
I had Cole during that fatal four-way. They're still spinning. They're still spinning.
That's bad.
Oh, Cole, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll get you.
Shut up, Michael.
Thank you.
Best comment.
Drew making the crowd say what if he's a BS champion.
Yeah, I had him saying, you know, the Punk looks like a drug addict without taking drugs.
That's probably it for me, but I did like where when Cole, I guess after Bron Breakker was in backstage and they cut back to Pat McAfee and he was barking.
Yeah.
And every time Cole tried to speak, McAfee was like barking over him.
Right.
To the point where Cole just had to deliver his line because he kept barking. I'm like, that is awesome. Keep interrupting Michael Cole.
Sure.
It was great.
Worst match?
Reed Tozawa.
The worst match was the Fatal 4-Way.
Yes.
It was fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's mine.
Reed Tozawa is my slow-mo.
My slow-mo is Jade Piper.
That's my slow-mo, Jade Piper.
Yep.
Best match?
Orton AJ.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Of course. Worst move?
The back-and-forth roll-ups with Becky and Dakota.
That's bad, but the Nightwing was on the show, so I'll go with that.
That's bad, but Tyler Bate walking on his fucking hands
was on the show.
Give me a fucking break.
Yeah.
Best move?
Dakota's stomp thing.
I think so, too. It's really good.
Mm. Yeah, there was nothing crazy, so I just went with the phenomenal forearm because we don't see it every day.
Yeah. Right.
Worst moment?
Opening a SmackDown.
Yeah.
So stale. You had that too?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I had it. I didn't think you guys would pick it, but fuck
it was
yeah.
So
I mean,
it was so stale.
And then Nick Aldis, like the human robot.
The whole thing was
like,
just...
can you imagine him having sex with Mickie James? Just like,
yes.
That is pleasurable.
Is that good?
Honey, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming.
Like a fucking bird person on Rick and Morty.
Oh. I came.
Sorry. That was me my disgust for all this.
Best moment? Drew's promo?
Yeah, Drew's promo.
Before Pierce.
Yes.
Before Priest.
Pierced.
Yeah.
Priest.
Drew before Priest came out.
Yeah.
BP. All right, breaking news. So in a recent interview with Tampa radio station Q105, Ric Flair said he was wrong for losing his temper during his visit to Paisano's last week.
Oh, yeah.
He also denied being intoxicated, saying, you want to say it?
Where is
it's right here. Can you see it?
I only drink Michelob Ultras and probably two mixed drinks. You're 20.
So you were drunk then? So,
yes.
Wait, you said you had two mixed drinks. How many Michelobes did you have?
22. 22.
Oh, my God.
I only drank Michelob Ultras and probably two mixed drinks.
Yeah. Probably.
So you were drunk.
Right. I mean, for flair, though.
Yeah, but he's like,
isn't that like water?
78 years old.
It's true. That liver's seen some better days.
Yeah,
like those kidneys.
Also, while speaking with the Daily Mail, Sami Zayn discussed why he thinks his chances of being a world champion in WWE were higher under Vince McMahon's leadership than Triple H. Sami said, I think Vince saw me much more as a bad guy for a number of reasons. Having said that, I think things were a lot more unpredictable because of the nature of Vince's week-to-week approach. Sometimes the marble would just fall in the ring hole, and now you're champion. Or I think he said the right hole. Yeah. Whereas with Hunter, I think he has a long-term vision, and if you're not part of that vision, then the chances of breaking into that vision are much, much slimmer.
Damn.
That's why Sammy got the IC title at Mania. That was his consolation prize.
Right.
Sure.
So, also, Ronda Rousey did an interview with Live Signing and said that she wanted to have a one-on-one match with Becky Lynch after returning in 2022, but WWE wouldn't pull the trigger. And I'm gonna push the bullshit button right here.
This is bullshit.
I call bullshit on that.
Yeah, of course.
She returned as a babyface. And they would have booed her out of the building if she went against Becky.
Correct.
So she didn't want none of that. They were protecting Ronda.
Yeah.
They were protecting you, stupid. And this is old news, but WWE released Gable Steveson. Forgot to mention that.
Yep.
Meltzer said Steveson was on a very big money contract and he wasn't cutting it. Which I think that's everything
we've heard.
He was
recently released, though, right?
Yeah, but it should have been on last week's show.
Oh, okay.
Did you hear that a bunch of NFL teams reached out to him?
No.
I guess it's because he's a wrestler.
That's weird.
That you could be a good blocker or something. But yeah, one of the top NFL guys reported that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's odd.
Right.
Where did you see that?
I think it was on ESPN.
Instagram.
Was it Instagram?
Instagram's ESPN.
Was it Twitter where people make parody accounts of Adam
Twitter.
Schefter?
You know, I'm never on Twitter.
That's really weird. Because yeah. I mean, if Brock Lesnar couldn't fucking do it. Then, you know,
yeah. I mean, Brock Lesnar was a future, not a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah. Wow. He's only 23 now.
Yeah, I guess that's crazy. Why. I guess that's why.
Yeah,
that's right. What do you got, Eric?
All right. Not anything special about news, but I saw this, thought it was kind of funny. So SummerSlam tickets have gone on sale.
You fucking mark.
Thank you. So one of the packages that they're offering is the SummerSlam.
The you fucking mark package?
Yes.
Sorry.
Bleacher Report?
Bleacher Report? All right.
Okay. Yeah. You done?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Andrew called me out. I had to make sure I found it.
The SummerSlam Undertaker Suite.
Oh.
Yes. So.
Drilling holes and taking souls.
Sucking souls. Enjoy SummerSlam from the comfort of a comfortable chair. That means all their chairs are garbage.
Yeah.
In a premium luxury suite at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Mm-hmm. No need to wait in lines at the concession stand, as your suite will be stocked with a variety of all-inclusive food and alcoholic or non-alcoholic beverages.
Oh, okay. So it's worth like maybe $300 now. Go ahead.
All right. So in-suite Undertaker appearance.
Hey,
so,
guys.
Hey, Undertaker. Oh, my God.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Yeah. Undertaker themed souvenir gift, and then you also get food and beverage and superstar appearances and an exclusive elite event. How much would you think that costs?
$10,000.
No.
More.
Lower.
Lower.
Okay. Lower.
$5,000.
Higher.
Is this for like one ticket?
Yeah.
$7,000.
Lower.
$6,000.
Higher.
$6,999.
Lower.
Oh, I thought you nailed it. $6,500.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. $6,500 per person.
So, should I get three of them, guys?
Yeah,
I
might as well.
Go for it. So,
you got a credit card, right?
Yeah, sure.
I looked up the report from Bleach Report. It was Gable Steveson's agent that is claiming that there's NFL interest.
Oh, okay.
Which probably means there isn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, he could get a tryout, sure. And then they'll be like, all right, thanks. Bye.
Right.
Kind of like how Urban Myers gave Tebow a tryout last season. Yeah,
I'm sure he'll end up in AEW or something.
Right. All right, rumor time.
Rumors!
Vince McMahon gets kicked out for sex allegations?
That happened!
But then he returns and takes back the company?
He did that!
And then Vince sells the company but stays in power?
Jesus! Oh my God!
And then Vince dyes his hair black and has a stupid mustache?
Confirmed!
So the Wrestling Observer says the current plan for WrestleMania 41 next year is, to no surprise, Cody Rhodes versus The Rock.
Right. I was really hoping to be Rock Roman, but...
I'd rather see that, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
For sure.
But I guess we'll see what happens.
So Rock wins the Rumble?
Let's hope. Nah, God, I don't know. Yeah. It's not necessary.
I know.
Also, Fightful reports that Becky Lynch has still yet to re-sign with WWE despite her contract expiring at the end of the month. I wouldn't worry about it, though. These things happen. Yeah. We heard about Drew, how he re-signed right in time and all that stuff. So
right.
I'm sure it'll be fine. People are like wondering, is she going to go to AEW?
God,
there's no fucking way.
If anything, she would just stop wrestling and be with her kid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, why would you, like, your husband work at the same company?
Right, yep. Because, like, even, like, out of WWE, like, I think Seth owns, like, several coffee shops.
Yeah.
In really? Where he lives. Sure. I think he actually lives in Davenport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or in Iowa.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he has a wrestling school too.
Right.
So
yeah.
I mean, they've got outside ventures. Plus she wrote a book. That's extra, you know.
Well, I mean, she's one of their top paid stars.
For sure.
I'm sure AEW could offer more money, but like, if you're smart and, you know, why would you want to go to that fucking place?
Right. Why would you want to ruin your reputation?
Makes sense with Edge. You wanted to fight. You wanted to, you know, feud with Christian and probably just, hey, let me make a fuck ton of money before I retire.
Yeah. Sure.
You
but
know?
This could also be her just playing the game, right?
That's it. That's all it
My
is.
My buddy Sasha's over there now.
Yeah.
So maybe it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me more money. Sure.
And Dave Meltzer reports it's possible that CM Punk could wrestle again by SummerSlam, which is August 3rd.
That's, fingers crossed.
We're all crossing our fingers for that one for sure. Yeah.
So Let's Dave Meltzer so. Reported
yeah.
that maybe,
maybe
this could happen.
Right.
And if it good. If it doesn't happen?
Elbows change. Or no.
It's elbows change. Accurate.
Yeah.
I know. I got older and mine are weird.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's hilarious.
Any other rumors? No?
No.
All right. Trivia time.
We did trivia. Guess the price of the Undertaker suit.
Oh, okay. Sure.
We can skip this then. All right. You guys ready to compete?
Yeah.
Which porn star? Wait. What is
Keanu
this?
James.
Oh, that is correct. All right. You only have one answer. The first one is multiple choice.
And only one.
Which of the following has never won King of the Ring? Randy Savage, Ken Shamrock, Billy Gunn, The Rock.
Ken
The Rock.
Shamrock.
It's The Rock.
It is The Rock.
Ken Shamrock won?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. I was a pretty big Shamrock.
Who did Ken Shamrock pin?
The Rock.
That is true. That's not one of my questions, though. That's true.
It's two.
He pinned The Rock.
I want two.
Did he win it the year of like the Mick Foley Hell in a Cell?
I don't remember.
98?
I don't remember that. I just remember him winning.
I don't know. Who was the only person to win it back to back?
It was Brett, right?
Yep.
Damn it. Monday Night War podcast. It helps.
What current WWE superstar did William Regal beat to become King of the Ring in 2006?
Ooh.
Sheamus?
No.
I don't.
You have any other guess, then I'll give a big hint.
Three. God. Shut up. You're not the fucking host. You're not the trivia guy.
Hold on, Eric. Let me do it. 100. 99. 99.
God, Eugene.
Current WWE superstar?
Oh, current?
Yeah.
Oh,
no, he guessed. That's his guess. That's your guess.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Which recently returned current WWE superstar did William Regal?
Carlito.
No, that's a funny guess, though.
CM Punk?
Correct. CM Punk lost in the finals.
Okay.
All right, Andrew, 3-0. All
right, let's move on.
Hey, good job, Eric. Good match.
Oh, yeah.
Good match.
I know. I've been winning them every week, so I know you needed a break.
Oh, right. Sure. Okay. Yeah. You should have went with the, oh, yeah, you know more trivia than me.
You fucking mark!
Well.
Could have went with that, but yeah. You didn't. Now it's ruined. You can never do it again.
We can never use that button ever. Delete it!
All right. Yeah, you wish, pal. All right, fan questions. Mark Horsfield, when will Liv win the title?
When? When horses fly.
It doesn't really seem likely anymore, does it?
Never.
Doesn't really seem... She's getting the shot at King and Queen of the Ring.
I mean, like, I can see... I mean, they only have a certain number of women. Like, will she ever win it again? Sure.
Maybe if Becky goes AEW, then I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, there you go.
The Man Land. What are the chances Gunther doesn't win King of the Ring? I thought I remember hearing about his visa, that he couldn't travel outside the country. So who beats him? I think
eventually
that's old
that
news.
Gets fixed, yeah.
I think
yeah.
they fixed it finally.
Right.
Let's fucking hope so.
Damn. Like, WWE has people that does that, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
They'll make sure take all care your shit's people. In order.
Yeah. It's shit's still complicated because there was for a time where he couldn't and right. he wasn't going to any of the outside pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Rizzler, Finn is officially the douchiest member of the roster. I sure hope he won the worst comment award this week with the, he called you amigo. He likes you. He really likes you. He called you amigo. I don't think there's any coming back for Finn after that. Demon King or not, he's a douchebag for life.
It'd be really hard for him to come back from this. You're
it's
right.
It's awful.
Yeah.
He just has to beat the fuck out of Damian Priest and we'll all be like, yes, you're back.
Yeah. Tyrone Grizz, Chad Gable, you can call Maxine dumb. You can bully Tozawa, but how dare you slap that beautiful bastard Otis?
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Sure.
Fucked Mandy Rose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Darkly.
Kayfabe. John Bugdon, shut up, Michael. What Michael Cole comment was the biggest head shaker of all time? I mean, that's impossible. We would need like a bracket, like 300 quotes.
Oh, man. Could you imagine a worst Michael Cole bracket?
That'd be pretty amazing.
Up and down.
Mm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Cena's here.
Remember that?
Yeah. Wow.
Shao Kahn, trivia time. Who did Camacho, a.k.a. Tangaloa, have his last match with when he first left WWE? Yeah, so people pointed out that he was actually in WWE. He was Camacho.
Who are you?
I don't even know.
The one who's in there now?
Yeah.
The brother that...
The new one. Yeah.
The new one.
New.
He fought Adam Rosen on NXT. Rose. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Good job, Joe. You beat Eric in that trivia.
Thank you.
Eric, man.
Jeez.
It's a rough patch.
Show up, bro.
The soul patch.
Pearl River Titty Plunge. Interesting.
All right.
Does Triple H finally pay off the 2-year-long storyline of crazy ass Nikki Cross staring at things when Uncle Howdy Tits comes back? Uncle Howdy Tits.
That's funny.
A lot of tits in this.
Maybe.
Is that Josh?
Yeah, it's got to be Josh. Probably Josh.
I mean, yeah, there's the rumors that she's going to be part of it, right? So yeah.
Let's hope.
Tone Def Con, Push Fire Barry, Blunt Rotation, Paul Heyman and John Cena, Stone Cold and Bret Hart, Mick Foley and The Rock.
What is it?
Who would be most interesting? Heyman, Cena, Stone Cold, Bret, Foley, Rock.
I would push Heyman and Cena. I'd bury Stone Cold and Bret, and I'd fire Mick Foley and The Rock.
I feel like Stone Cold and Bret would be boring high.
Bret,
yeah, I
kind
of like
sure.
the idea of Mick Foley high.
That yeah, me fun. Too.
Yeah, but Paul Heyman already said he's a pothead, so.
Right. Jonathan Ramos, if Raw brought back a celebrity GM for a month,
no.
Who would you want to be, who would you want or be okay to see and why? Yeah.
Kurt that's Angle.
No.
Yeah. No, he's not even a celebrity.
No.
Oh, a celebrity GM.
Celebrity GM. Yeah, no, let's not do that anymore.
No, please.
Dr. Coctopus.
There he is.
Is Batista the most famous wrestler who doesn't have a unique move or does a move better than anyone? Think about it. He doesn't have a good spear. His spine buster is mid, and he can't even do an actual sit down powerbomb.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I like his spine buster, and Batista bomb's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's fine, you know.
Dr. Coctopus is me. No,
Batista hater.
Jealous.
Yeah.
Little hater. Yeah. KJ, why did Lillian Garcia only do half a match announcement? She only announced Kofi. That's right.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
It was a little strange. Because if she did it again, then they would have been like, hey, you wanna come back?
Right, yeah.
But people were pointing out that she still looked the same. Like, she didn't really age much.
Good for her.
So good for her.
Good genes.
Her best moment ever was when Triple H lost at Mania, and then the next night she announces the former World Heavyweight Champ, and then Triple H chases her. That was so good.
Yeah.
Kimbo, why is Jey Uso so over? Explain it to me in vivid detail, please. Oh, you want to know why? Because yeet.
Because people like to yeet.
Because people like to say yeet. And they like to do this.
Yes.
Because, like, even if you can't dance, you could do this, and now that's dancing. So anyone could do that.
Yes.
It's easy.
And then you add a cell phone light, and shaboom.
It's sad.
Casey Bailey, are they doing the backstage segments live? The Becky Liv worked punch couldn't have possibly been the best take. We did 30 takes, and that was the best one.
Yes.
Yeah, that was so bad.
I know. What are they doing?
It's stiffy time. Am I the only one that thinks unless Alexa Bliss comes back to being the Uncle Howdy faction, it's going to bomb just like the Final Testament?
Yes.
I mean, very worried. There's a lot of things that can go wrong with this Howdy thing. They've hyped it up so much. Like, it's almost predestined to fail at this point.
I know.
I would say more than likely it's going to fail.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to not like it. Right. I mean, look, you mentioned Alexa Bliss being the savior to this. We didn't really like it. It was a great idea. We love the idea. But then once it happened, it was, she has a stupid fucking doll?
Yeah.
That was her best friend dumb. All her life, and she's always been crazy?
Yeah, that was dumb. I think Joe Gacy is the most, I'm most excited about him.
Yeah.
Being in this stable. Like, let him do the talking.
He's a good talker.
He's so fucking weird, but like in a good way.
For sure. But I mean, the Alexa Bliss, remember the Fiend Randy Orton match? Where Alexa just started, like, oozing black shit out of her mouth or whatever.
Yeah. So
Fiend loses to one RKO.
And then...
After kicking out of 15 curb stomps.
Yes.
And then gets caught on fire.
Well, that was before that, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Insanity. The Monopoly guy. Do you think a New Day guy is going to turn on the other New Day guy?
No. Never.
No. Tony C, did you hear about Born Again Hogan receiving a message from Piper beyond the grave?
We just talked about that.
I thought we did on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
He got a voicemail.
Hey, buddy, I think you heard about it from us.
Right.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max Power, how long before the bloodline consists of Tama Tonga, Tonga Loa, and Tua Tonga Vailoa? The Dolphins quarterback.
That's funny.
Maybe. I don't know. PCG.
What if Vince was busted for his shitgate scandal back in 97? Would WWF still have gone into the Attitude Era? Would ECW or WCW still be around for at least lasted longer?
I don't think much changes, honestly.
Yeah, right.
Like, who takes over? I guess Shane and Stephanie? That's before it was publicly traded.
They're saying, like, at that moment where they were almost out, I think is probably what he means, where, like, they were down and almost out.
Well, he just said shitgate scandal.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, they're saying, like, when they were about done and that hits, yeah, I think that would have buried WWE for sure. I think it would have been done. I do.
I think, like, shitgate scandal, like, how would he be, you know what I mean? Like, there's no scandal in 97 that would have taken Vince out of power. They weren't publicly traded. Even if he found out he was shitting on women's head, he would still be there.
There's still a board of directors that can remove you, though. There was no board of directors. Yeah, of course.
No, he made that up. There wasn't. This is before they went public.
It was all him.
Before they went public.
There's no way that he could even... I'm just giving my opinion. I think they would have failed. Almost out, I think it was.
Like, if Vince died in 97, yeah. Like, he would have no way to be, you know, a part of the company.
Yeah.
Even if Stephanie and Shane still ran it, they could have, you know, Vince could have run it remotely, secretively.
Secretively.
Sheamus's burger dealer.
Oh.
I really wish they would stop having EO cut promos. And then she's talking about she's going to win Queen of the Ring, but she's motioning the belt symbol when it's a crown. Oh. I didn't notice that.
Wow.
Now I want to go back
now
and check.
Now you're going to do this.
That's hilarious.
I am going to be the queen.
Alex, assuming we lived in a world where AEW storytelling wasn't complete garbage and trading wrestlers was a thing, what's a fair trade between the two companies that would benefit both? So Tyler Bate for MJF. That works.
Okay, no.
Even swap.
Seth for MJF.
How would that help Seth? I guess it would help AEW.
It would help AEW. Maybe that's what he's asking.
After what Sammy just said?
What's a trade that would benefit two companies?
Sammy for MJF?
Yeah.
You bring a
talent? Said Sammy?
No,
I said Seth. He said Sammy.
Mm.
I think that would benefit both.
I mean, I would trade almost anyone for MJF, honestly.
Right.
Seth is good. Yeah. I would do that trade.
Yeah.
Sure. I would do Sam. I would do, again, like I said, almost anyone.
Owens.
Sure.
But I mean, you would want Owens MJF.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Ryberg, go back. Last week, you guys missed the best part of the Ric Flair debacle, the part where he went right up in the face of a blind grandma and started wooing repeatedly.
What the fuck?
We mentioned it, but we don't have confirmation that actually happened.
Yeah, that was just a tweet by someone claiming they worked there when we don't know if they actually did. It could have been bullshit. I would love to think it's real, but
it'd be amazing if that was
in my head. It's real.
It probably wasn't.
You never know.
Probably was.
We saw the video. He wasn't crazy. He was just super drunk and like literally minutes of passing out. Like minutes within passing out. I can't see him wooing at that point.
Woo!
Yeah. D. Stevenson, you all have been doing this for so long, and you all have jobs, families, etc. What gives you the motivation to carry on each week and make new episodes?
The thought of getting to shave Andrew's head.
Oh, it's not bad.
That's it. Sure.
Yeah.
Because when wrestling's patrons. Good, it's great.
Yes.
We're always waiting for that moment.
We're still waiting. We've been waiting for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's like an up and down thing. Like sometimes I feel burnt out.
Yeah.
Other times I'm super energized. It also depends on what we're doing. Like when we do brackets, I'm really looking forward to the worst promo bracket part 3.
Yeah.
That's coming soon. Coming soon. I'm currently working on it. I'm really looking forward to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon Dean's push. Once Howdy gets reintroduced, what path do you think they'll take with the group? It's hard to say.
They'll probably feud with the Final Testament.
Whatever. God. But then like, who's who at that point?
I know, right?
We don't know.
How do we tell them apart?
Right.
They just join.
Again, I feel like they would have to be baby faces because it's like a Bray thing. Everyone's going to cheer it for a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's tough. Terry Dactyl, Push Fire Barry alarms with no snooze button. LA Knight yelling, yeah. Jey Uso yelling, yeet. And Seth Rollins laughing.
Fire yeet. Barry laughing. Push, yeah.
That's the right answer.
Yeah.
But you want something more annoying so that you actually go press it. I think Seth laughing would be like, okay, all right. I'll get
out. No, there's no snooze.
Ethan, is it just me? You would get sick of LA Knight real fast if that was your alarm clock.
Yeah.
You'd be on this show next week. You're like, oh, I'm so fucking sick of LA Knight. It's like, yeah, because he screams in your fucking ear every morning.
Yeah.
it's like specifically, it's the thing he did when he was feuding with Bray Wyatt where he would just went, yeah, 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 you know, just
right.
Over and over again. Ethan, is it just me or is WWE getting stale again? Not many noteworthy storylines besides anything to do with the bloodline in the last 6 months. Well, you're not wrong.
We kind of talked about that. It's
LA Knight had one of champions. The house show matches, right? To qualify.
I think he
defeated
so,
Escobar.
I think he did.
No, it wasn't on SmackDown. That's for sure.
And it's like, but all the shit that we saw this week that had nothing to do with anything.
Right.
How do you not put, like, that's probably a decent match.
Yeah.
Knight Escobar? And you can't fit that on television? Two guys that are involved in things and makes no sense.
Lolo, McAfee was wearing Burberry on Raw, teasing MJF's arrival.
You earned it.
Yep.
You fucking mark!
He was, though. He was wearing the fucking pattern. He really was.
Yeah, well, that's the Burberry.
He was
Burberry
very
pattern.
Subtle, but we're not falling for that.
Yeah.
God, I wish that was true.
I know.
I wish so bad.
Yeah.
That is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Like this one. Kick out, spear, pin, repeat. And become a supporter of the show at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Weekly Monday Night War podcast. We've got a bunch of brackets. We're going to be reviewing the King and Queen of the Ring pay-per-view coming up next week.
Yep.
The What's Wrong with Wrestling draft, AEW Fight Forever playthrough, all that good stuff. And we'll see you guys next week because I have to defend my title.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
So, see you next week for predictions.
I'll win again.
Yeah, sure.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with